This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 18th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the hits and takes section. The markets press is in a bit of a Gary Gensler fever moment with stories in the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, and Financial Times about how this fearsome Wall Street cop is going to start to walk the beat again. He has a billy club and is not afraid to use it. There are actually bigger things to worry about right now than Gary Gensler at the SEC. The New York Times reports that about 3,300 people are dying from the coronavirus every day in the United States. The country is fast approaching 400,000 total deaths, and New York City is averaging more than 6,000 new cases a day. On a per capita basis, the situation on Long Island is even worse. As of Monday morning, there were 23,983,600 people in the U.S., infected with the coronavirus, according to a New York Times database. Also, there is some concern about the risk to President-elect Biden from inside the 25,000 National Guard troops expected to be present for the inauguration, the Associated Press reports. The FBI is vetting the National Guard troops. This week, we have sponsored content in JLN from JPX Group. Sponsored content is a week-long advertisement in the top box of the newsletter. Contact me if you're interested in using this resource to advertise, or you are a sponsor already and you want to schedule your sponsored content in our editorial calendar. If you're looking for a good Martin Luther King Jr. Day movie, I would recommend you check out One Night in Miami on Amazon Prime. It tells the fictional story of an evening with Cassius Clay, who becomes Muhammad Ali, musician Sam Cooke, football great Jim Brown, and Nation of Islam leader Malcolm X. The evening was after Clay defeated Sonny Liston to win the heavyweight boxing championship. There's a link for the trailer in today's newsletter. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. To date, we have received 112 donations. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. The JohnLothianNews.com website was moved to a new hosting provider over the weekend. Thank you to Jeff Bergstrom, our CIO, for all his hard work in moving the site. We would like to secure some additional responses to our demographic survey, so we are adding to the benefits to filling it out. We had offered three $100 donations to a charity of your choice. We are now adding a $250 gift card to one person who fills out the survey and shares their contact information. So now we will draw for one person to get the $250 gift card and then pull three more names for the $100 donations to a charity of their choice. Please fill out our survey by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. Things continue to look bleak for XRP, the digital asset created by Ripple, as exchanges all over the world announce plans to delist or halt trading for it due to the SEC's lawsuit against Ripple. Cryptocurrency exchange Kraken is set to halt trading for XRP for U.S. customers, according to an announcement published on January 15th, Matt Rabel reports. Here are some more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. First off, we have a podcast by Suzanne Cosgrove. Cannabis shares pick up pace as 2021 regulatory momentum eyed. Salim Daya, an analyst with Nasdaq's IR Intelligence in Toronto, sees U.S. cannabis regulation poised for a rehaul in 2021, given Democrats' U.S. Senate win. While he acknowledged some uncertainty, he told JLN that U.S. reform and the implication of Mexico's legalization efforts are expected to provide new opportunities for sector growth. Listen to the podcast on JohnLothianNews.com. Here is an announcement from JPX, that's our sponsored content of the day. First year anniversary workshop of TOCOM JPX Electricity Futures. Asia's most successful electricity futures at Tokyo Commodity Exchange, TOCOM / Japan Exchange Group, or JPX, celebrated its first year of listing in a co-hosted webinar with QuickCorp on December 15th, 2020. The event was attended by over 250 people from 152 companies. At the workshop, Mr. Hadakiyama, Director General for Commerce and Service Industry Policy of METI, gave an opening remarks, and Mr. Ishibashi from Asterix Trading Inc. gave a keynote speech on electricity trading and risk management. In the panel discussion, traders from different power companies shared their experiences in using TOCOM electricity futures and their internal risk control systems. They pointed out that there is still a huge opportunity in electricity futures market in Japan and requested the exchange to list new products such as those covering the Hokkaido and the Kyushu areas and change the product design to extend contract months. For more details, please refer to a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from The Guardian. Historians having to tape together records that Trump tore up. The public will not see Donald Trump's White House records for years, but there is growing concern the collections will never be complete, leaving a hole in the history of one of America's most tumultuous presidencies. Trump has been cavalier about the law requiring that records be preserved. He has a habit of ripping up documents before tossing them out, forcing White House workers to spend hours taping them back together. My comment, Nancy Pelosi was not the only one guilty of ripping up documents. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Social media algorithms rule how we see the world. Good luck to trying to stop them. What you see in your feeds isn't up to you. What's at stake is no longer missing a birthday, it's your sanity and world peace. It's hard to pinpoint exactly when we lost control of what we see, read, and even think to the biggest social media companies. I put it right around 2016. That was the year Twitter and Instagram joined Facebook and YouTube in the algorithmic future. Ruled by robots programmed to keep our attention as long as possible, they promoted stuff we'd most likely tap, share, or heart, and buried everything else. My comment, these algorithms control what you see and react. Squirrel! Here's a story from Bloomberg. Online extremism expert says far right has adapted ISIS playbook. Cite intelligence, Rita Katz, on the growing threat of, quote, more radicalized and dangerous, unquote, underground in America. Rita Katz, the founder of Cite Intelligence, which tracks extremism online, says the growth in right-wing radicalization in the U.S. stems from President Trump's behavior and the dynamics of social media. What are the parallels between right-wing radicalization efforts online and those of other extremist groups like ISIS? My comment, the Capitol sacking was just a battle. The war is still on. Here's a story from the FT. Vaccines won't get us back in the office anytime soon. Employers wanting mandatory staff COVID shots need to think again. What would you do if your boss announced the latest perk at work was free breakfast at the Waffle House? Or how about the chance to win a TV in a raffle? Or an Airbnb gift card or a bicycle? In the annals of staff benefits, this is relatively meager stuff, especially considering the strings attached. These are just some of the incentives U.S. employers have launched to tempt reluctant staff to get a COVID vaccine. My comment, not everyone agrees on vaccines, some for good reasons, other for not so good reasons. Here are the top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was my commentary, NFA bars futures broker Gary Follett from membership for 5 years. Surprising it took this long. Second was Yahoo News exclusive large Bitcoin payments to right-wing activists a month before Capitol riot linked to foreign account. Third was arrested Capitol rioters had guns and bombs, everyday careers, and Olympic medals. From Reuters. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site has 197,593,497 pages viewed, with 25,090 pages on the site. There have been 229,220 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.